Well, I can't believe it's been almost 3 years since we've seen our next guests live in studio. Smoking in Heaven is their latest album and a show tonight at the El Rey in Hollywood. Always great to welcome Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Good morning.
How's everyone doing?
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Not bad. How are you?
Pretty good. Good to see you again. How's life been?
It's all right. Still alive.
That's a good thing. How old are you guys now?
I'm 23.
I'm Kitty. I'm 19.
And I'm 21.
All right. Good. Good. And I see you have your parents with you, like last time. Yeah. And you have a gentleman named Tantan in the studio?
Yeah.
Explain, who is Tantan?
He's our trumpet player. And he's a legendary player from Alpha Boys School in Jamaica. And he's played with all the greats, and we're honored to have him with us.
Nice. So you brought out the big guns.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into your first set. It's great to see you again. Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis live on KCRW.
This next song is called Don't Make a Fool Out of Me.
Like
So we're just having a little change around. Daisy's gonna head over to the drums. Bit of a tight squeeze over there.
What about?
Alright. Everyone ready?
Yep.
This one's called Polly Put the Kettle On. So while Lewis rearranges the drum kit, we've got a special guest, Tan Tan, all the way from Jamaica, joining us on this, from Alpha Boys School, all the way from Jamaica, joining us on this next track called I'm So Sorry.
You guys all right? All right, that's Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis live on KCRW. They got a show tonight at the El Rey. Latest album is Smoking in Heaven, as we take a break from the music and catch up with them. So last time you were here, your airline actually lost your instruments. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Did you get them back at any time?
I think we had to go to a music shop and borrow some stuff, but yeah, we got them all back in the end.
Good, you made it happen. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's always a bit of chaos, it seems like. We get a real kick out of seeing you because there's this kind of mad scramble, and we can all identify with, you know, family and that sort of chaos, but it seems like you're teetering on the precipice there. But is that just kind of a function of how you are as a family?
Yeah, I don't know. You kind of get used to it, so that arguments and stuff is a normal thing, you know?
No, we love it, because like I said, we can all identify with that kind of thing with family. I'm definitely fascinated with, you know, just the idea of being a family band. What's it like? I mean, what are your observations on being in a family band all these years?
I don't know. We've never really done it any other way, so it just kind of happened by accident. So we don't know how it is the other way around. So
have any of you ever played with other bands?
Yeah, I mean, like, sat in and stuff, but never properly joined another band, you know.
So you've played a lot of classic covers over the years, but with Smoking in Heaven, are all the songs your originals?
Yeah.
So that's cool. How did you handle the writing duties on the record?
I don't know. Like, most of it was just kind of a big jam, really. Like, some of the songs we kind of wrote individually, and then bring them to the band and you just kind of jam it and see where it goes. But a lot of it, like there's, for example, there's instrumentals and stuff on there, so that's just kind of comes from how we learnt to play together, really, just sitting in a room and just playing for fun and, you know, just hitting record on the tape and seeing what happens, you know.
How did you know when the song was good enough?
We didn't. We just sort of crossed our fingers and hoped we could get away with it.
And especially if you've been reared on playing, you know, established classic songs, and then, you know, you're in a position of writing your own.
I mean, we never were really reared on playing established classics. We just kind of, like, played music at home just for fun, you know, singing with a guitar, and that's how we learnt the songs, you know?
Yeah, a lot of the songs that we were playing, we hadn't actually heard the records. So it was, like, completely our own take on it anyway.
Yeah.
And then when we finally actually heard the record, it sounded really weird to us because we were so used to playing it in a certain way.
Are your parents musicians, like, prior to working, you know, with you and playing with you?
My mum used to be in a band called The Raincoats. And my dad was in various school bands, I'm guessing. Yeah. But he's a mastering.
He's
a mastering engineer, so he does the music side of things as well.
Just makes it sound good in the end. Well, it's good to see you again. I'd like to ask you a little more about Smoking in Heaven and kind of what you wanted to accomplish on this record. Did you want to kind of stretch out a little bit and challenge yourselves?
We had really no idea, like, how it was going to turn out, and we didn't really have many songs, so our main concern was just to get some songs done. And so we just had to work with them, really. And, yeah, it kind of turned out completely different to what we thought.
And someone, Ariana mentioned to me that the song Messing With My Life seems like a departure for you guys. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, well, when we were actually, like, rehearsing it, we didn't think it would really work on the album, but in the end we finally, like, found the groove and just thought we'd stick it on there, and it works really well, I think.
Well, we look forward to the set tonight at the El Rey. Do you have a sense of certain cities that have responded to your music more so? Like, do you have followings in you know, one city versus another? Have you noticed?
Germany seems to be quite good. Like, the cities over there. Australia. It seems to be going well, but we haven't really done much over here yet. So it should be interesting to see how it takes off, and if it does.
Do you have a big tour planned for the States?
No, just three shows. We did New York a couple of days ago, and then obviously El Rey tonight, and then San Francisco. And that's it.
Have you been to, you know, Middle America?
Yeah, we supported Coldplay on tour 2 years ago, I think. So we went all over then. I think it was like 25 different states. Yeah.
It's not a bad slot.
Yeah, it was all right. It was good. It was a good gig.
Well, being on the road, did you actually have a chance to kind of look around and get a sense of each city, or were you just on to the next?
Yeah, you didn't get to see anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some places we stopped over, like Memphis and Georgia or something.
Yeah.
Our bus was traveling at night as well, so you just sort of wake up at the next venue.
Yeah.
In some sort of huge amphitheater place, so yeah, you don't get to see anything really.
Well, I hope you do have time to do a proper proper tour of the States.
Yeah.
So do we.
Do you have to kind of make time for college and school these days?
No, we all left school. I was the last one. I'm Kitty. I was the last one to leave school. That was about 3 years ago. In fact, before we came here, I think. So yeah, there's none of that getting in the way. Mm. Yeah.
You can focus on the music.
Yeah, definitely.
Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis are our guests in studio. We're going to have autographed copies of Smokin' in Heaven along with tickets for the show tonight at the El Rey. Looking forward to that. So stick around as we head into their second set. Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis live on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
This song's called Tomorrow.
We'll be right back.
equipment's breaking down already. Sorry about that. You ready? Alright, this next one's called Messing With My Life.
Why you messing?
This one's called I'm Coming Home, featuring Kitty on the acoustic guitar.
Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis on KCRW. So, show tonight at the El Rey. We'll have tickets in just a moment. Also, autographed copies of Smoking in Heaven. So, I notice you guys are switching instruments quite a bit throughout the set. Is that the result of just natural curiosity about different instruments, or something that you've nurtured as a group, or?
So, he's going to swap around here a bit.
Are any of you wearing headphones? I guess not. All right. Let me do these ticket giveaways then. How about that? Tonight, April 6th, Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis will perform at the El Rey. We have 5 autographed copies of Smokin' in Heaven and 5 pairs of tickets for our members to see Kitty, Daisy, Lewis live El Rey tonight, 8 p.m. If you have not won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, call us at 877-600-KCRW. That's 877-600-5279. These CDs and tickets available to our current members only, first come, first serve basis. They're not transferable. Okay, are you guys with me?
Yeah.
All right, good. You guys don't really like to wear headphones, do you?
Nah.
Not really. Is that just because you'd prefer the...
Well, it's kind of like, you kind of don't play as well together, like, as when you're just listening to someone playing. It's, I don't know, you kind of like go out of time, you know?
You want that natural connection?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Just... Yeah, because it's kind of like this with headphones. It's, I don't know. Yeah, so it's not natural. You know?
Yeah,
it's
really
weird.
You're separated.
Yeah.
I notice you're also changing instruments quite a bit throughout the set. Is that just that you all have a natural curiosity about different instruments and playing, or has it been kind of encouraged in your growth?
No, just because, like, we had at home, like, we had pianos and guitars and drums and whatnot, so you just kind of mess around on all of them and... and then when it comes to, like, playing songs, you're like, oh, well, you know, I'd like to play piano on that one. Just what suits the song, and then that means you have to swap around on stage, you know?
Yeah, I like it. Well, yeah, you have one more for us. You're going to take us out with, what are you going to play?
This one's called Going Up the Country.
All right. Well, thank you for coming through KCRW. Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis live on Morning Becomes Eclectic. Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, they'll play us out as we head into news from NPR. Big thanks to Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, and you can see them live tonight at the El Rey. You can also revisit this session anytime, audio and video, at kcrw.com. It'll be available in full, including the song that I'm talking over. Also, thanks to JC Swadok, our sound engineer, Will Bentley, sound intern, Rob LaFond, Michael Nadal, web video producers. Special thanks to Ben Perry, Casey Silcock, Christina Hale, Monique Villa, production assistant today, Ariana Morgenstern, producer of our live segments with Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. I'm Jason Bentley. 9 to noon, it's Morning Becomes Eclectic. To the Point is next. Have yourself a wonderful afternoon. It's 89.9 KCRW.